This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ryan Zephyrjohn into pitch facing Corey Seager in the first pitch. A swing and a high fly ball to center field. That one is back. At the track, Paris leads up. Out of here! Corey Seager leaves the yard to straightaway center. And the Rangers get a little cushion on Corey's fourth blast of the year. It's Texas 5, Angels 3.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Just wanted to show Dave what his competition is up to.
They're one team.
Texas Rangers TV play-by-play man and the person now responsible for Mike. It is Dave Raymond. Good afternoon, sir.
Well, good afternoon. He's not my competition. He's my teammate.
Exactly.
I was just going off what he told me.
No,
he said
no.
That he was your competition. So
hey, listen, before we get into any nonsense, can I get a shout out?
Yeah.
I'd like to give a shout out.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a shout out Friday.
It is.
I want to shout out, and I'm sincere about this, actually. I want to shout out Rangers Nation, and I don't mean Rangers fans. I mean, specifically, there is a fan who has a site and he has a following on social media, on X. He's known as @Rangers_Nation.
Yes.
Anyway, put out an activation today for all fans, not just a section of the stadium or whatever, but all fans to be there today for Jock Peterson. And when Jock comes up, you know, no griping, no groaning. Like, everybody up, let's start clapping and then cheering, you know, Peterson, Peterson. I love the idea, and I thought it was great. You know, Jock's off to a tough start, and Jock's got a big personality. Seems like the type of guy who'd be immune to criticism or that kind of stuff. But listen, man, I guarantee you, he's human, and it would help. And so I just think it would be really cool. It'd be it's a very cool gesture. It's a great idea. And so I wanted to shout out Rangers Nation for trying to get this started today. And, you know, we'll see how it goes. The former Dodger, Jock Peterson, against his old club. And maybe we just give him a little extra love this weekend and see if we can get him going. You know, the Phillies did it with Trey Turner a couple years ago. A fan got it started. And it was incredible. Turner was off to a horrible start. They'd been given a huge contract and people were booing him and, you know, typical tough Philly fans. And a fella decided to start the same concept, and he went off that night, and the team and Trey Turner caught fire, and it was made into a documentary, which was really good too. But anyway, I love the idea, so shout out to Rangers Nation for coming up with that and hopefully getting it started tonight.
All right. And
our positivity,
yeah,
Kevin.
I definitely like that positivity for in the game. Behind the scenes and in the media, I do want to ask you this, and I'm totally serious with this question. Do you think that some of the criticism is warranted? Because for the people that were out at spring training, he was screwing around a lot in like team workouts and stuff like that. And I wonder if that has anything to do with this.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I would say that everybody goes about their business differently. So look, if you're performing, you're eccentric.
Yep,
sure. You like have, Derek Holland. Yeah,
right? You've got a unique personality, whatever. And then if it doesn't go right, then you are open a little bit to that kind of criticism, right? And so you just take Marcus Semien. Semien's not going to be open to that criticism because he works his fanny off. He does everything right every day. He's there for his teammates, et cetera. So he's kind of immune a little bit from some of that criticism. But if you are going to go about things a little differently, then there is a, you know, there is an element of that that I suppose you have to understand could come your way. So all that being said, this is how he's always gone about it. It's not like it was a surprise to anybody in the Rangers organization.
Yeah, no, I hear that.
They knew what they were getting. And so, and some guys, you know, they just, you think about even students in a classroom. You know, sometimes you just have to handle different people differently.
Yeah, I gotcha.
You know, give them a little space to do their thing, whatever. So I don't know. I mean, all that to say, who knows? It's above my pay grade. I know it. You know, he cares and he wants results. So let's just hope that those start coming for him.
Now, I know somebody who fits in that category as well, and you just said it. His work ethic is unimpeachable. But there have been concerns about Marcus Semien, not necessarily just the player, but his spot in the batting order. You know, Boach told us on Wednesday that after 100 at-bats, that's kind of how you're like, hey, your start's over. This is where we're starting to settle in. Do you think we could be a week or two away from perhaps them shuffling up the batting order for real?
I mean, anything's possible, and I don't think that they would ever paint themselves into a corner or box themselves in by saying that even as much as Corey Seager is locked in number two, that'll never change. I mean, you have to be willing to be flexible to some degree. At the same time, you know, they're going to give Marcus some rope. You are getting close to that number. And I don't think it's out of the question. I think that it's absolutely possible that they would try to experiment somewhere. And listen, Jock Peterson, in his career, has batted leadoff more than he's batted in any other spot in the lineup. No, he hasn't for a couple of years, but we saw it the other day on the road, and the idea was give Marcus a day off, and maybe Jock, because he has some comfort level there, maybe it would, you know, kickstart something for him. So that's a possibility. I think that Wyatt Langford is kind of a compelling guy to put in that spot. Great speed. He gives you that power threat right off the starting line. You know, it's interesting. But lineup science is a curious thing, and I don't, Lord knows, I don't want to get into their business and try to tell them what to do, but I don't think it's beyond comprehension that they would experiment at some point if they felt like they needed to. The other thing I would say, though, is while he's off to a tough start, the Rangers are, what, 11-7?
Yeah, 12-7, right?
12-7, that's right, 12-7 after last night's win. And best record in the American League.
Yep.
So
yep.
You do sometimes want to kind of tread lightly when fiddling with things that are, in a way, sort of working, right? Wins are the ultimate, you know, outcome.
Yeah.
That's the one thing we're looking for. So I don't know.
As we were kind of watching, I was noticing, you know, Adolis is hitting hard. That line drive out into right center field for the double, and then he, you know, steals third for the triple. Corey Seager, he's getting some hard hits. I started getting that feeling that it is going to come around. They're squaring the ball up really well, and it's going to – are you kind of getting that feeling that this offense or those guys in particular
– Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and banner up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together Let's drive.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We're maybe back or ready, right in season mode right now.
Yeah, I am. And I thought last night was a really good night. There have been incremental movements that we've seen. And then last night, I thought we saw kind of the best. It was, you know, they had 16 balls with exit velocity of 95 or greater. They had 9 of those exceeded 100 miles per hour last night as a group. But I think Seager, Young's been good all year, right?
Yes.
It just had to miss a little time. Wyatt Lankford's numbers have been good. I think he's looked good up there. Garcia's been pretty solid. So, yeah, I mean, and then, frankly, the other production they're getting are guys who are considered, you know, off the bench or extras or whatever. But Pilar's given good at-bats. Josh Smith has been great. Jonah Heim, I think, has been excellent. And I don't know if we can have this conversation. I know it's only been 5 games, but at what point do we say, hey, you know what? Dustin Harris is good at hitting the baseball.
Yeah. I like the kid. I like him a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's been very good. Now, you know, it could be that opposing pitchers are just sort of testing the waters a little bit with him and maybe start seeing a little different strategy employed against him. But for the time being, man, he looks great. He's got power. He gives you a good at-bat. Even his outs are loud. I mean, is Josh Smith is coming back from this little thing in his thumb, this nerve, I don't know what you'd call it, injury. If you need to give him an extra day, I don't think you feel too bad about doing it the way Harris is swinging the bat.
Absolutely. This is a fun series this weekend. It's got to be a blast for you up in the booth, you know, getting this type of action, these two teams together. What are you kind of keying in on with them having so much on their roster?
Yeah, so much on their roster. They have over $60 million of players on the injured list, which is
good.
Which is more than like 4 major league teams' current active rosters.
So, that's insane.
It is insane. When it's all said and done this year, their payroll and then the luxury tax bit of it that they're going to have to pay, or the competitive balance tax, is going to exceed $525 million. It is a disparity unlike, I think, anything we've ever seen in the game. And yes, they are loaded. So at the same time, they are not, infallible. There are ways to get to them. So I say that as if I know that there's a specific strategy one would employ. Somebody's beaten them, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. They've lost 6 games.
Valid.
But you know, they've got great pitching. They've got a tremendous lineup. They're a really, really good team. They've also made the postseason 11 years in a row and yada, yada. But you're looking at the 2 most recent World Series winners in this series. So I think it's just compelling. They're the favorite in the National League, hands down. And I think the Rangers going into the season, all the analytics and all the websites were saying, yeah, it looks like the Rangers should be the best team in the American League. And so far that's trending for them. So you might be looking at the best representative from each league right now. And how can you get better than that?
Talk with Dave Raymond, who just guaranteed a Rangers-Dodgers World Series here on 105.3 The Fan.
He wants it too, though.
So I think we're all fascinated by the saga of Kamar Rocker and like how much longer he can stay in the rotation, not necessarily because he's pitch bad or anything, because obviously we all felt great about last night, but we also felt really good about Jack Leiter and how he'd been pitching. And if he's ready to come back next week, how do you think Rocker is inevitably going to go down next week or not so much?
Well, I think if you look at the current five-man rotation, that he would be first man up, right, to make that move. So, and there's just there are certain roster limitations with other guys.
Yeah.
So, I think when Jack is ready, and right now the idea is for him to go out and have at least one rehab start, then I think the idea is, yeah, he probably gets activated, and you would expect that Kamar would be the odd man out. Now, between now and whenever they feel like Leiter's had enough work in the minor leagues to consider him ready, Lord knows things can happen. And so that's why Boach always couches things like that is, well, I don't want to commit to that because what if somebody else gets hurt or whatever? So you just have to wait and see. But yes, I think as it's currently constructed, he would appear to be the guy who would get sent out. And that's it's okay, right? That doesn't really mean anything bad long term. And he's been good. He's had bumps, and I think that's what you expect from a young pitcher. And so, you can either grow with him at the big league level through some of that, or you can have him do some of that growing at the AAA level while you have somebody else who you feel like might be a little more consistent at the time. So that's probably the move, though.
Dave, I'll tell you, your color analyst has been fantastic. David Murphy is remarkable.
Agreed.
At what he does.
Yeah.
I really
don't care for the other one as much.
Another guy, but different, but I've really enjoyed you and Murph's work together. That was good stuff, man.
Why are you guys going to be like that? Murph, as we know, is awesome, and he's 3-0.
There he is.
I don't think that. Mike is feeling that too. He's been texting me the last couple of days. Mike?
I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with that other person.
Hey, he's been so good too, man.
I mean,
what a joy to work with. I'm so lucky because both of them are just delightful and they're so just insightful and have great observations during the game. And I learned so much with them. And but I also have fun with them. I think they're both just really fun to hang out with and talk baseball with. So it's just it's a real blessing. And listen, everybody needs a little break from Mike every now and then between us. No one's right. It's just us.
It's just nobody.
Yeah, ratings say a lot of people are listening, but I hear you.
Yeah. We're in the tree trust right now. I will say, Dave, seriously though, the broadcast and the pre and post, the way y'all melded everything together, I've really enjoyed the presentation a lot. It's been spectacular. I didn't know exactly how it was going to land, but y'all done a fantastic job. Tell the whole crew that.
Well, I appreciate that, and you know, tip of the cap to that guy we heard when we started this segment. But Jared Sandler hosting that has been excellent. And I just, you know, it doesn't matter. People don't care how the sausage is made. But just know that there's an extraordinary amount of energy that he puts in. I love, my favorite thing is when he comes up with these games, which are so great because they put us on the spot, but they don't embarrass us,
right,
generally speaking. And we learn a lot of stuff. I think the viewers learn stuff. I learn things. And it's a fun way to do it instead of being lectured on a broadcast. And I just think he does such a great job creatively, and he brings so much great energy. So, yeah, a lot of credit to Jared, but also, you know, Hixie and Nadell and of course, both my partners, Murph and Bassick, everybody willing to just chip in and be a big part of it, I think it's been fun. I mean, that's the other part of it. It's actually kind of been fun for all of us. So it's pretty cool.
Do you think even that one day before the potential rain delay that might have been in Chicago or Cincinnati didn't embarrass you guys at all? Because that game in particular, Dave, I heard, and it felt like Jared was dunking on you guys just a little bit.
He might have been.
He was like, I'm gonna make this one harder on the guys today.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? Listen, it's a long season. These are small booths and guys get a little fussy sometimes. And so sometimes I just remind him to show the soft paws, like, you know, put those claws away for a minute and give us a break, man. But you're right. Well, that was the get to know guys, right?
Uh-huh. Yes. Yes.
Kind of tough. I was like, dang, I don't know.
I was listening to that as it happened. I was like, ooh, these questions are brutal, man. Well, seriously, we love you, man. Thank you very much for jumping on with us again. And thank you very much for being the new caretaker for Mike Bassett.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it as always. And thank you guys for raising him up well. You've got to be very proud of that young man. You've done a great job with him.
We are. Thanks, Dave.
Agreed. There you go, ladies and gentlemen.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre packs starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.